This is Dr. Benjamin Kulansky, but a poor patient, Joseph Backman, BSEH, MAN, indication for shoes was GI bleeding, melanoma, surgery, microsurgery on the cell, Dr. Chandra, preoperative blood pressure, pressure, electrocardiogram, no preoperative colonoscopy, heart stent polypectomy, colonoscopy with heart force polypectomy, and tattooing in the colon down, surgery, instrumental lumpus, colonoscopy, pressure, and trying to assign the group for the patient, pressure, preoperation, scopectomy, you might find colon, fine, colon, hyperfactual, basis, for a picture coming out, I saw multiple polyps. It was a polyp 50 centimeter, about like about 1 centimeter size polyp. Remember the heart snare polypectomy was a flat polyp. Remember the heart snare polypectomy successfully, no post polyp bleeding, completely removed the polyp. Then the coming down, I saw a polyp at 30 centimeter, which was about 1.5 centimeter polyp, which was removed the heart force polypectomy, heart snare polypectomy successfully, no post polypectomy bleeding. This polyp also removed completely. Then there was a polyp at 25 centimeter, a large polyp. Pretty much his the head of the polyp was pretty much occupying the diameter, the diameter of lumen of the colon. But luckily, it was attached to a very long stalk. So this polyp, which was 25 centimeter, removed in totality and completely with a piece of the stalk and with heart stent polypectomy. No post polypectomy bleeding. Since it has a long stalk and since this polyp appeared to be very concerning, 3.5 centimeter size polyp, so I decided to do the removal of this, the stalk attached to the colon wall. So I did the snare the stalk also, sent it to a separate jar to see if there's any invasion of any cancerous changes happening in the stalk. And since this was these were large polyps at 25 centimeter and 30 centimeter, because of that, then I did the black India ink tattooing, approximately done at 40 centimeter, and distally is done at 20 centimeter to mark the area for any future reference. And also, depending on the polyp pathology, if it looks like it is invading the wall of the colon, then probably the patient might benefit from segmental resection. Coming down in the rectum, about 15 centimeter, I saw a small polyp, about 5 millimeter size polyp, removed the heart force polyp successfully. And then at 10 centimeters from the anus, there was another 5 millimeter size polyp, removed the heart force polyp successfully, no post polyp bleeding. Retro pressure edema, which showed hemorrhoid and oblique infection, never seen nasty tumor, pressure patient not complication. Finding number one, colonoscopy of cecum, number two, a fair prep, number three, there was a polyp removed at 50 centimeter, removed by the heart snare polypectomy successfully. No post polypectomy bleeding. This polyp was 1 centimeter in size polyp. this polyp was removed completely. Then there was a polyp at 30 centimeter. this was also about 1.5 centimeter size polyp. This is a polyp, a flat polyp, 1.5 centimeter, noted at 30 centimeter from the anus. Removed the heart snare polypectomy successfully, no post polypectomy bleeding. Then there was a polyp at 25 centimeter from the anus, which is around like a distal sigmoid, just above the rectal sigmoid area. This polyp was a very large polyp attached to long stalk. This appeared to be 3.5 centimeter size polyp. Very concerning looking. I removed this polyp totality with the heart snare polyp successfully. Since because of the nature of the polyp, the remnant, the stalk of the polypectomy site was also snared away successfully. No post polypectomy and no post stalkectomy bleeding noted. But I sent this stalk to the pathology to rule out if there's any invasion of the stalk happening. Because of the nature of these polyps at 25 centimeter and 30 centimeter, I did the tattooing of the area of the colon with the India ink, with the spot ink, which was done approximately 40 centimeter from the anus, and at 20 centimeter from the anus, there were two rectal polyps noted at 15 centimeter from the anus and 10 centimeter from the anus. These both polyps were removed with the heart forceps polypectomy. No post polypectomy bleeding. They both were 5 millimeter each. Number 6, hemorrhoids recommendation. A risk of the polyp pathology. Depending on the polyp pathology, you proceed from there. If the polyp pathology comes out to be benign, then repeat colonoscopy in 6 months. it comes out to be with a higher grade dysplasia or carcinoma in situ, then depending on the invasion of the of these polyps into the stalk or into the colonic wall. If that's the case, invasion happening, then send the patient for surgery or possible segmental resection. Advice to take high fluoride of water, restore sulfonum and acidified supplement, avoiding NSAIDs for at least next 7 days. And the petition, please send a copy to Dr. Parenteri, copy to patient primary care provider, dear pursuer, July 11th, 2022. July 11th, 2022. Patient or patient.